to give an idea of how it happens that you come to live in a place and not pay and just squat a home, describe the process that you and your housemates went through to find the house where you live at and to make it your own.
Well, in Oakland, we have sort of a procedure almost of how to open a space, in that first we'll get our group together of comrades and we'll decide how we want to organize, what kind of space we want to have, how many people in the space, what are our boundaries going to be, how will we hold people accountable and have those conversations first. Then we'll go out in groups and we sort of just see what's out there for abandoned spaces. After we have made lists of places that may be viable, then we go to city offices and we research the tax assessments and also find out who the previous owner was. We also go through like court cases to see if the owner was a slumlord and has like reasons for us to think that their right to the space has extinguished because of their like devaluing people in the neighborhood. Then we will just spend time in that neighborhood, seeing if we are even welcome in that neighborhood. Sometimes we engage with neighbors and tell them that we want to squat the space and why we want to squat the space. Sometimes we leave that process to like a longer period of time, and that will open the space in more a quiet way, not a symbolic open action way like you see so many times through like Occupy or through like student movements or renter strike movements. And just kind of like take our time, because really we don't want to make a big fuss for the police to come and like put the handcuffs on us during the most difficult part of the process, which is actually the trespassing and opening the space. So we have like a long like list of to-dos, and it's very successful where we live. We also have contingency plans where there's two lawyers in town who are radicalized by squatting, who became lawyers in order to defend squats. So that's something that in a lot of cities people don't have. So we're kind of lucky in that there's informal coalitions of squatters who will come to your aid. There's lawyers who are squatters. And also there's squatters organizations like Homes Not Jails who will like give you tours of cities. They'll give you keys to abandoned places for a few nights if you're really hard up for a place to stay. And also they'll rent you things like to crack the spaces or open the spaces.
And so what is the difference precisely between a symbolic squat and what you guys are doing?
Well, I guess like at its base, like not so much. Our squat, we still have the social space. We have like the free store. We have the open air sites of mutual aid. We have the garden, you know, we have the politics that we will share with people in our like dialogue with neighbors about our anti-capitalism, about our being a queer safe space, about why we feel that being in that space opposes gentrification. Many of these things you'll find in the symbolic squat, but it's more just that initial opening that's very different. You know, typically if you come in with many people and you make like a big noise, then it tends to really put pressure on the police to evict you out. Because when you make a claim against private property, you're basically putting like a huge fear on the establishment to like maintain its control over land and its control over people's lives, as opposed to like this slower opening of spaces that kind of gives you time to like gel with the neighborhood. It gives you time to create solidarity, and it gives you time to actually move on some of the things that the social center will proliferate before the police come. It just gives you more time to like get your tactics and build solidarity.
So what has been your interaction with authorities then, with police, with the city? Have there been attempts to evict you?
There's been no attempts to evict us by the city. Our bank was foreclosed on. I mean, our house was foreclosed on, and a bank was has taken control of our property, and they have a property manager that like comes to our house and gives us all kinds of trouble. Also, the city sometimes gives us trouble, but many of the like lowly workers of the city, they consider us to be kind of like a benefit to the neighborhood because we keep the neighbor, we keep the corner like pretty safe because I feel like we're good neighbors, as opposed to maybe someone who would take that land and like allow many egregious violent things to happen. But in other places, cops can be like truly ruthless. And I've heard stories of folks squatting and within the first 10 hours, a SWAT team comes and people are taken out with guns. And in other places, the most likely problem you're going to have with the police is them coming and citing and releasing you. So they're not going to like jail you. And that's dependent on if you already have priors or not.
What are priors?
Priors is if you have like a quote unquote criminal history. If you've been criminalized by the state and you've been like subject to punishment, you know, they keep like a record, and it will make your punishment more great if you get caught again doing something. So, depending on who you are, the cops have a different reaction to you, but generally like in an eviction process, which is what happens when they come, generally they'll just cite and release, which is no jail time. You get the ticket. Maybe you have a court date and you have a fine to pay.
What are the greatest challenges that you have faced?
The greatest challenges we faced in the squats, was actually keeping the squats open during the Occupy movement. Police were really like, we were afraid of raids all over the city. Squats were afraid of raids, and no one could open a squat during that time. And just to even say you were an occupant of a space became very dangerous legally, as calling yourself an occupier was like outing yourself as someone who was against the state. At least in Oakland, people who were occupiers were very anti-state and anti-capitalist. Other problems we've had is just like, you know, integrating ourselves into the neighborhood. Squats in the States are predominantly a punk scene, and the punk scene is a male-dominated space, white male-dominated space. So you have, we have a lot of problems kind of like getting to know our neighbors and making sure that we're acting in a compassionate way and that we're not aiding to like the gentrification and the moving out of people of color of their own neighborhoods. And then internal problems. I feel like a lot of sexism exists within like the punk culture and within political culture. And without police and without landlords, people have an idea that they can now use that liberated space to just like go by their own rules. And that has become a big problem, where people don't respect our collective boundaries. And we don't necessarily use violence in the same way as police or landlords to evict people. So abusers tend to want to hang around. And as I said in our first part of the interview, that's a big reason for me to go to all these different places and see how people maintain their spaces. Because it's like really important to broadcast the criticism across different locations that, you know, are, there's a lot of lip service being paid to being like down with people of color and down with feminism, but it isn't really corresponding to like the act of holding the space down.
So once again, I'm talking with Nick, who's a squatter from Oakland. He's doing a tour across the U.S. and Canada to give a workshop. The workshop is called Liberate Space. He's already given his two workshops in Montreal. The last one was yesterday, and he's giving another one on July 12th in Ottawa. And then what are your other dates?
The other dates is the 19th in Vancouver at Spartacus Books, and then I'll be in Seattle at a place I can't remember, and then I'll also be in...
When are you in Seattle?
Portland. Seattle is like the 23rd, and then Portland is like the 26th, and then there will be like a wrap-up bash, final workshop, probably back at our squat in Oakland.
So if listeners are interested in getting those dates, you can write us an email at news@cket.ca. Nick, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thanks so much for having me.